Welcome back, everyone. It's Friday night, and you know what that means. Another week, another mountain of music news to climb. And honestly, my playlist is getting heavier by the minute. But I'm not alone tonight. We've got the incredible Katie joining us, here to help us unpack all the latest beats and, well, maybe some beefs. Katie, thanks for being here.
Theodore, it's always a pleasure. Happy to be here, especially when there's so much to talk about. My phone's been buzzing nonstop with all these drops.
Right? It's been wild. And speaking of drops, we have to kick things off with Zyra. Candy Drip just hit, and it's, well, it's definitely Zyra. What are your initial thoughts on it?
Oh, Candy Drip is exactly what you'd expect from Zyra, isn't it? It's got that signature vibe, very smooth, very much in line with her discography. I think fans are going to eat it up.
Totally. It feels like a classic Zyra move. But then, on the flip side, we also saw Savannah Brooks drop Two Most Wanted with Nova Ray, the new KenCore record signee. And, you know, the internet was already buzzing about a potential feud between Savannah and Zyra. What do you make of that timing?
Ah, the timing, Theodore. It's almost too perfect, isn't it? You've got Zyra dropping her signature sound, and then Savannah Brooks comes in with Two Most Wanted right when everyone's already got their popcorn out for a potential feud. It's like they're feeding the internet's appetite for drama.
Right? It's almost like a calculated move. And Two Most Wanted? That title just screams, we're here and we're not playing nice. What do you think, Julian? Is this genuine beef or just brilliant marketing?
Why not both? The internet loves a good villain, or two. Keeps the engagement numbers up.
Exactly. But honestly, putting the beef aside for a second, the collaboration with Nova Ray is huge. She's a new signee to KenCore Records, and this track is a massive spotlight for her. It's a smart move for Savannah to bring in fresh talent and give them that platform.
Absolutely. It's a great look for Nova Ray. But then the plot thickens, doesn't it? Because Two Most Wanted didn't even show up on Apple Music services. What happened there? Was it a glitch or a very, very bold marketing strategy?
Oh, that was the real head-scratcher of the week for me. I was refreshing my Apple Music app like a maniac, thinking, did I miss something? Is my phone broken? It's so frustrating when you're hyped for a drop and it just isn't there. I mean, I once spent an entire afternoon trying to figure out why my smart speaker wouldn't play a specific song, only to realize I was saying the artist's name wrong. This felt like that, but on a global scale, and with actual consequences for the artists.
Maybe it's a new exclusive deal. You have to go to a specific, obscure streaming service that only plays on flip phones.
Katie, are you telling me you're still using a smart speaker? I thought you were all about the vinyl these days. Trying to keep up with the kids, huh?
Hey, a girl needs options, and sometimes you just want to yell at a device to play your favorite track without having to get up. Don't judge my tech habits, Theodore.
Fair enough, fair enough. But seriously, what does that kind of distribution hiccup mean for artists and labels? Is it a minor blip, or could it actually hurt a new release, especially for someone like Nova Ray?
It's definitely not ideal. For an emerging artist like Nova Ray, every stream counts. Every platform matters. Missing out on a major service like Apple Music, even temporarily, can impact initial buzz, chart positions, and just general accessibility. It's a huge headache for the labels, too, trying to sort that out.
Just another Tuesday in the music industry. Someone probably forgot to click upload all platforms.
You're probably not wrong, Julian. But speaking of things that do drop and with a lot of fanfare, we have to talk about Ken the Rapper. He's teasing the final installment of his Dat Boy trilogy, and it's going to feature J Milly on the remix. The anticipation for this one is through the roof.
Oh, I am so ready for this. Ken the Rapper's Dat Boy series has been iconic, and to have J Milly on the final remix, that's just a masterstroke. It feels like the perfect way to cap off such a significant body of work.
Trilogies are always a gamble. You either stick the landing or you end up with a Godfather Part 3 situation. No pressure, Ken.
That's a great point, Julian. But in hip-hop, trilogies and remixes hold a special place, don't they, Katie? It's more than just three songs. It's a narrative, a statement.
Absolutely. A trilogy allows an artist to really explore a theme or a character arc over time. And Ken has done that brilliantly with Dat Boy. And remixes, especially with a feature like Jai Millie, aren't just rehashes. They're often a chance to elevate the track, bring a new perspective, or even solidify its place in the culture.
And Jai Millie is such a powerhouse. What do you think her addition brings to this final remix? Is it just star power or something more?
It's definitely more than just star power. Jai Millie has this incredible lyrical dexterity and a unique flow that can completely transform a track. I think she'll bring a fresh energy and a different angle to the Dat Boy narrative, making that finale even more impactful.
She'll probably steal the show, let's be honest. Ken knows what he's doing.
He certainly does. So, Katie, looking back at this week's music landscape, from the candy drip to the two most wanted drama and Ken's epic conclusion, what's your biggest takeaway?
My biggest takeaway is that the music world never sleeps, and it's always full of surprises. Whether it's a classic artist delivering, a new collaboration sparking controversy, or a legend wrapping up a series, there's always something to talk about. It keeps us on our toes, that's for sure.
It absolutely does. Katie, thank you so much for breaking down all the beats and the beefs with us tonight. It's always a blast having you here.
Don't forget to check your Apple Music, everyone.
Good advice, Julian. And that's all the time we have for tonight. We'll see you next week for more music madness. Katie, thank you so much.